Good afternoon, I'm Vanessa Phelan with the latest news, sports, and weather. In breaking news, a 35-year-old man has rammed his car into pedestrians and cyclists on the French Atlantic island of Oléron, wounding 10 people, four of them seriously. Police have arrested the suspect, who is a resident of Dolu d'Oléron, and are investigating him for attempted murder. Luxembourg has introduced a law allowing collective lawsuits led by authorized organizations like the Luxembourg Consumer Association, offering consumers a new tool to seek redress against companies. To initiate a case, several consumers must first report a common problem. If the District Court of Luxembourg City finds the complaint plausible, it formally admits the case and issues a public notice, allowing other consumers to join the action free of charge. A six-month mediation phase is mandatory before any court proceedings are initiated. Following all-night negotiations in Brussels, Thomas Schuss, advisor at Luxembourg's Ministry of the Environment, said the EU's new agreement to cut greenhouse gas emissions by 90% by 2040 was a technically complex but significant achievement. Schuss noted that many countries pushed for flexibility in order to make the decarbonization targets achievable. One of the most contentious points was the ETS2 carbon trading system, which covers emissions from heating fuels and road transport. To bring Poland on board, negotiators agreed to delay ETS2 by a year. The European Commission-funded SIGMA project has successfully completed its first tests in Luxembourg, demonstrating the use of secure satellite communications via GovSat-1 during major natural disasters. According to the press release, the test highlights how European satellite infrastructure can maintain reliable, secure, and sovereign communications when conventional networks fail. Further trials are planned in France and Germany. Finally, the death toll from Typhoon Kalmagi in the central Philippines has surpassed 100 as the devastating impact on Cebu province became clearer after the worst flooding in recent memory. On neighboring Negros Island, at least 12 people were dead and 12 more missing after Kalmagi's driving rain loosened volcanic mudflow, which then buried homes on Canlan City. For more on these stories and for the latest news, check out today.lu. Turning now to sport. In rugby, South Africa back rower Jasper Wise said he is wary of a hurt France eyeing revenge in this Saturday's Autumn Nations series game in Paris. The last time the sides met, the Springboks knocked out hosts Les Bleus in the quarterfinal of the 2023 Rugby World Cup on the way to their fourth crown. After their autumn opener in Paris, the Boks travelled to Turin to face Italy before heading to Dublin for another grudge match against Ireland, who are the only side to beat them in the 2023 World Cup. They conclude their tour in Cardiff, where they play Wales on November 29th. And in cricket, a brilliant bowling performance secured the West Indies an unlikely 7-run victory in the first T20 against New Zealand today, despite a stunning solo effort from Mitchell Santner. The West Indies, who landed in New Zealand only 2 days ago, struggled on the Eden Park drop-in wicket that offered some seam and turn to the home bowlers, making 164 for 6 from their 20 overs. Can't get enough sport? Then head over to today.lu. The weather this afternoon will be sunny and dry, with mild temperatures of between 14 and 16 degrees.